The federal delegation hammers the Republican Governor Chris Sununu over the executive council action on family, or I guess Planned Parenthood funding. And Governor Chris Sununu joining us at GMI Studios on our network of news talk stations first thing this morning to respond to the Democratic federal delegation or have a reaction to this. Governor, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
So the Democrats are hammering you over family planning contracts defunding.
Look, as former governors, both Hassan and Shaheen know that I can't force the executive council to vote a certain way. And they know I've supported these family planning contracts. And I have for years. And so to hold some Zoom press conference to deflect on their own failures in Washington, it's shameful. Look, we have big problems in Washington. Everyone sees it. We have out-of-control inflation that's economically crushing lower-income families. We have a southern border humanitarian crisis with human trafficking and drugs that find their way to New Hampshire kids. The Afghanistan debacle. We have out-of-control spending. I mean, we have a $3.5 trillion spending bill, Jack, and it's been debated for 2 months. And just yesterday, Senator Hassan is still declining whether to say that whether she'll support it or not. So, look, if they're trying to really get me to run for the U.S. Senate, these basis attacks on me, I suppose, are a way to do it. I mean, I think it just saddens a lot of people to see such a lack of leadership from our federal representatives. Their strategy is to sit back and hide, do nothing, hoping that their constituents won't criticize them. But that's exactly why the citizens of New Hampshire are frustrated.
Governor Sununu, do you think that is the state Democratic Party, the chairman, Ray Buckley, the delegation coming together to saying, I mean, Governor, and to be candid, objectively speaking, you do have the most favorable, you know, political numbers in terms of issues like COVID or the economy, you know.
Sure.
And
because we manage, we do our job, you know.
But we do things
in a non-political way. We get results.
Right.
The people of New Hampshire appreciate that, and I appreciate it.
But is this a way that they can pull you in and try and call your cards on if you're going to run for governor or the U.S. Senate on an issue like abortion? Because we've seen this being, you know, brought up after the Texas abortion law. This is an action by the executive council making an issue for the midterms, regardless of what office you run for.
But what are they trying to achieve here? Again, are they trying to bait me into running for a race that I would win? Are they trying to bait me into just getting out there and reminding folks how I've supported family planning contracts year after year after year? I'm not sure what their goal was. I guess on the bright side, it's the first time we've seen the delegation in a long time, right? So, you know, I guess they don't spend all their time with cocktail parties with AOC and Chuck Schumer. But, you know, to show your face on one Zoom press conference to criticize me on something that I actually support and say, look, don't look down here. Don't look in Washington. Don't look at all of these terrible things going on in D.C., the lack of leadership. They should be talking to the Federal Reserve about how to control inflation. They should be talking to our military about what went wrong and the action items that need to be taken out of Afghanistan. They should be talking to Homeland Security about what exactly is happening in the border crisis, the human trafficking issues there, how the drugs are coming into New Hampshire. That's their job. And they're spending a Zoom call criticizing me on something I support? Talk about deflection. That's why they should all go. None of them deserve their jobs. They all have to go. And the people of the state have supported that. Look at the constant poll numbers that have effectively said, look, anybody but these guys.
Well, I think it's clear that from a Democrat perspective, they want to make abortion and women's rights an issue in the midterm elections. I think that's clear from some of the lawn signs you see in places like Portsmouth, where the sign will almost look like the colors of your campaign signs, you know, end the Sununu abortion ban.
But haven't they done that every year, Jack? They've done that. Yeah. They've tried this against me every single year. And just to be a little frank about it, I win every single year, and we win big because people know where I stand. They know I'm pro-choice. They know I've supported the family planning contracts. They're scraping for anything they can, not just in terms of the 22 election, but deflecting from what's going on in Washington. What's going on in Washington is a disaster, and they don't want to have to turn and say, gee, Joe Biden isn't doing a good job.
Right.
Joe Biden isn't managing. And maybe we as the federal delegation have a responsibility in part of that leadership.
Well, Governor, in fairness, the issues that you've pointed out that are going well in New Hampshire with you at the helm and majority in the State House, those issues seem to be going well here. Economy, budget surplus, you know, people want to move here. A lot of the things are good here, but the things that you were talking about in a critical way are all federal and national. When you talk about inflation, when you talk about the drug crisis and drugs coming, when you talk about the southwest border, Talk about leaving Americans.
Job, Jack.
Well, no, but then
they're the federal delegation.
Right, right. And leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan. But you said they all need to go. And one of those people who's running for re-election, in addition to Congressman Pappas and Congressman Custer, is Senator Hassan. You said the last time you were on the show that you've talked to your family recently about which office you may run for or not. If they have to go, does it, if they're trying to do this, does it get you closer to saying you're going to run for the U.S. Senate if Senator Hassan needs to go?
Well, look, have you seen the polls lately? I think the people in New Hampshire are saying anybody but Hassan. It's not just Kristen. There's a lot of candidates that could beat Senator Hassan at this point. I mean, her poll numbers are so low. And that's not an accident. It's because she's not here, has not been here for 4 or 5 years, shows up at election time and tries to, you know, smile and wave at the camera and all that. That's what they do in 49 other states. It's not what you do here. You got to connect with people constantly about their issues, about, you have to be empathetic and understand and listen about what's going on the ground here in the 603, not down there in Washington saying we got to get rid of the Electoral College. We got to just jump on to this national Democratic agenda, which is failing across the country. That's what they've done for 4 or 5 years. You can't just come back at the last second and try to convince people that that's not your strategy. People in New Hampshire are very smart. The voters really get it. And they're holding the federal delegation accountable, as they should. So it's not just me that could beat Senator Hassan. I think there's a lot of candidates. I could still get in the race, and absolutely. But look, it's more about the management. I want to talk more about they have a job to do. Stop out there fundraising and worrying about whether you're going to get elected in 2022. We got a job for you to do in 2021, and there's big problems in D.C. I take my job very seriously, Jack. You know, when I'm at the State House, we've built a great team. We're out there. We're talking to people. We're always on the ground. We're listening. We're reacting. We're always held accountable, as we should be. Federal delegation seems to kind of get away with just hiding in Washington. Don't look down here. Let's just talk about things happening in New Hampshire. We found one of 100 things that we could potentially criticize, and so we're going to hold a Zoom press conference to do it and hope that we deflect. I mean, again, you know, they're just they're poking a bear, I guess. But it's not just me. It's the people of the state that get frustrated with it.
Well, they have poked the bear, and maybe the bear is joining us. So before I let you go, Governor, Democrats will probably want to know what you may or may not do, politically speaking. Other people on the Republican side, certainly nationally, Republicans want to know. You still on a late fall timetable before you announce what your plans are?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I really focus. I mean, every kind of day, every week, I look at, okay, where are we going in the next month? Where's COVID going economically? I got a full plate here. I really do. I've thought about it a little more, to be honest. But I'm really not at a decision point. I really want to see where COVID goes in the fall. I just have a lot on my plate to manage. And so I always put that first before fundraising and campaigns, unlike some folks. And look, we know the story. I think the day after the election last year, Senator Hassan announced she was running for Senate again. The day after the election. I mean, that's all they've been doing is worrying about the politics, the campaigns, and the fundraising. Us back here in the 603, we manage. We got a job to do, and we always put that first.
Governor Chris Sununu joining us live, GMI Studios, on this Tuesday morning. Thank you, Governor. Have a good day.
Hey, have a great day, Jack. Be good, buddy.